I see.
Uh-huh. No, my parents always thought tin, well, it does rust, and they always thought that it had something to do with your health. Mm-hmm. So we never used tin pails.
I see. Did you collect garbage for the hogs?
Yes.
And what did you use?
A slop bucket.
What was that, a wooden or?
No, usually galvanized.
Mm-hmm.
With a lid on it, similar to a garbage pail. Mm-hmm.
I have the feeling that
you had to keep them clean.
Mm-hmm.
Because after you slop the hogs, you had to scrub the slop bucket.
Mm-hmm. When I was here before, you described your well and the way you had things to drink out of. Would you do that again, please?
Oh, you mean all the way from the spring behind my grandmother's house?
Yes, and particularly the well and the gourd. And
mm-hmm. Well, now that was at her spring and out of the cistern at my grandmother's. The hill behind the house was a long hill. And we would go down the path to the spring. And there were gourds, that gourd dippers, on the root of the tree. And of course the spring where you dip the water up, was boxed in. And it had an outlet that went into the little creek that ran on off. But the water itself dripped out of the rocks in the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And you dipped the water up. And oh, it was so delicious and cool, cold really.
Mm-hmm.
And you dipped your bucket full and carried it back up the hill to the house. They hadn't innovated anyway at that time, pulley or anything, or a pump,
mm-hmm.
to carry the water up to the house. It really didn't hurt us to run up the hill
mm-hmm.
with it, really.
Mm-hmm.
But at the house was a dug well that you drew overhand. And the rope went around a windlass, and she let the bucket down in and drew it back out and poured it up into the bucket.
Yeah, that was
and
a
we were not
bucket.
Allowed to drink. By the way, it was not a communal bucket. We had our own drinking glasses, which was not the usual thing in most homes.
Mm-hmm.
Even a stranger, you offered them a dipper of water. But again, I say, my mother, we had our own drinking cups.
Mm-hmm. What were they made of?
Well, we had china. We had china in the little aluminum, little cups with the little handles on them.
Mm-hmm. But again, you avoided the tin cup.
That's right, avoided the tin cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cistern, like I said, you cut the water in the months with the R. And it was pure. You could drink that, and you drew it up. Usually a cedar bucket was the bucket you drew the water up in, because the wooden buckets were so nice to put butter and cottage cheese and milk and anything you wanted to keep cool. Iced tea, let it down in the cistern.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very complete. Description, I think. The cistern water, you say, was just for special
mm-hmm.
jobs,
mm-hmm.
your better fabrics.
Mm-hmm. And your hair. And
I see. Do you remember using anything but electricity for illumination?
Oh, yes.
Do you?
I do, because electricity, TVA, did not come to Hardeman County until 1933, I think the first lines came in. And we had good lighting, though.